I'm Deirdre Nealon, the editor of Upstate's literary journal, The Healing Muse. The Healing Muse examines the full range of experiences in matters of health. One very important aspect is how we deal with grief. Today, I've brought you two pieces that approach the subject of grief from very different aspects. The first poem I'd like to read to you was written by a psychiatric nurse who is from the Adirondacks area. Her name is Pamela Mitchell, but she now practices nursing in Oregon. She reminds us of the AIDS epidemic and what it was like to be on the front lines working with patients who had AIDS. This is called Excavating Grief. Bruce, Eric, Bill, Peter, Rick, David, John, Justin. One long road, stopping here and here and here, pulling into driveways, little pockets of dementia and Kaposi's and cytomegalovirus, blind, where no one knew except nurses shoving Subarus into four-wheel drive, plowing driveways with prayer, flipping open hatchbacks, revealing baskets, tools, gauze absorbing dreaded body fluids, tape of paper, silk, plastic, securing gauze, laying flat or stretched round skinny limbs, torso, head. We brought our children, and I know why. We said daycare problems. We knew babies' laughter warmed your hearts. Bruce, Eric, Peter, Rick, Bill, David, John, Justin, we knew your mothers would not come. We came, dressed your wounds, listened to stories, held you, rocked you, while our babies toddled round, chasing your puppy. We knew you loved our babies. Truth be known, we brought them as angels we held with one hand, while you, angel, slipped right out of the other. And to go with this, a short poem by a woman from L.A. called Unaged. This is for her father, and it's about her mother who has dementia. Unaged for my father. When your mother wears her shoes on the wrong feet, instep facing outward, leather creased and ashen as her skin, and is unable to right them, so you kneel down and do it as if she were your girl. When she wakes, sobbing at midnight, and will only fall back asleep when you rock her in your arms, or when she wakes ecstatic at 3 a.m. to put on her red wool dress and clip on pearls for the family supper her mother held 80 years before, when for her 91st birthday she asks you for a doll with pink cheeks and hearth-dark hair she can comb, has she become a punchline? An abominable jest at our sense of decency and order? Or is there a hope she could be retracing her steps through the thicket of her life, gathering blooms of affection and wonder she'd missed along the way before raising you?